Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Mark Cox in here alongside Kim St. Ange for her second day back. Of course, she planned this perfectly because we work tomorrow, and then we have a long weekend.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that beautiful?
It really is great to ease back into everything after having been off for, well, close to 14 weeks.
Yes. Yeah, good for you. I'm glad you enjoyed the time off a little Hudson and getting the family prepared for having a little baby that's got a lot of demands, like,
yes,
all hours of the day and night.
Yep. Well, yeah, my husband's taking that over now. He's
no
doing
kidding.
The overnight feedings. He's not sleeping through the night. Although he did get a 5-hour, both nights, last night and the night before, he got a 5-hour stretch.
They love us best.
Like, Hudson, could you have done that with me a little bit more? That would have been
fantastic.
Is he
in his own room?
No, he's still in the bassinet next to our bed,
he is.
But
okay,
he saved like the 2-3-hour stretches. He saved all those for me.
I think they can sense that you're in the room, and
mm-hmm,
then you leave, and he doesn't smell you anymore, and he sleeps in.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
That could be. Well, good for Michael. He'd get a little extra rest. He deserves it.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for the support, Mark. We appreciate that. We're glad to have you back. And by the way, if you tuned in yesterday, we were promoting the fact that that Dan Buck was going to be doing a regular segment with us, and then he missed his first one. So we gave him a little bit of grief for that. He said it was a misunderstanding, but I believe starting next week we're going to do that after Thanksgiving. We'll give him a full week to catch up on his sleep, and then maybe he can get up and join us at 7:30 in the morning. How about that? That'll be good. We're looking forward to that. We got lots to get to for you today. Just a quick reminder, Guns N' Hoses is tomorrow night. There's some tickets left. I got to go to the weigh-in last night where they had all the athletes up on the stage squaring off and weighing in and all that good stuff. Mark Rudin challenged me to a bout next year, so we'll see how that works out for him. I don't know if my ribs will be healed. I assume they'll be healed up enough, but I swore my boxing career was over. So we may have to come up with some other kind of competition.
What kind of competition?
I don't know.
Would
maybe
that
a
be?
Shooting competition or something.
There you go.
What do you think? See,
I think that would
go.
Be good.
I think maybe that's what we'll need to do.
Does Reardon play guitar? You guys can have like a
ripoff. I don't know. He's very much a audiophile. I mean, he loves music. So I don't know if he plays an instrument or not. Huh.
You guys could both play the recorders and see who does better. I know you said you have a recorder at your house.
I have two of them
that
I'm
going
to give to the grandkids when my daughter pisses me off, and then I'll just give them the recorders and they'll drive her absolutely bonkers
awful
with the whole thing. I know how that works. I've been there for sure. Anyway, Guns N' Hoses tomorrow night, and of course we're going to pick a winner for the Responder Rescue ATF raffle tomorrow at noon. The computer will pick a winner. Three winners, in fact. And you still have time to buy your tickets. Just text Responder to 33100. The top donor wins dinner with Tony Twist of blues fame, the blues legend Tony Twist, and me and the folks from Responder Rescue So you know, buy early and often. Act like you're a voter in Chicago. Just go back. Just keep going back to the well and buy as many tickets as you can. We would appreciate that. The folks at Responder Rescue will appreciate that too. And if you think you are the high buyer, go buy one or two more, because if there's a tie, we're going to have to flip a coin. That's what I've been told by the organizers. So just go buy one or two more, just so we're not risking having two people with the exact same amount. We appreciate your donations, as always. So responder to 33100. So good. It's easy to do. Easy to even Reardon bought some tickets last night. So I appreciated that. That's good. All right. Coming up, we'll get to John Lamping. Next hour, we got Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. I'm sure he's doing lots of work over the holidays as well, filling in up there in Fox. So we'll check in with Todd at about 7:20. But right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
I am very appalled at what the Sedition 6 has done with their video. I think it's a violation of their oaths of office, and especially in the case of Senator Mark Kelly, I believe it's a violation of the UCMJ, and I hope that President Trump and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth hold them accountable.
Thank you, Buzz Patterson, a veteran himself, and he used to carry the nuclear football for Bill Clinton, just so you know. He's now referring to those Democrats that called for military members to ignore orders as the Sedition Six. What a great nickname.
In regard to air travel, this is going to be the busiest Thanksgiving that we have on record. And I think you all might note that it seems like every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, every 4th of July seems to be an announcement of record travel. I'm going to come to that in a second. But this week there'll be 31 million passengers flying by air.
Secretary Sean Duffy yesterday talking about the big travel weekend, right? So if you've noticed, there are always videos going viral in airports of people fighting. He's like, I got an idea. Why don't you dress up a little more to go to fly, and we'll have fewer of those problems? I wonder if that's a real fix to what we got going on here.
These guys are trying to say that they're not acting like fascists. They're not trying to give as much power to this president as a king, that they should stop acting like it. Mark Kelly's a patriot. There's no reason why they're going after him. He was doing his duty and just reminding people about their rights as service members.
Oh, little Ruben Gallego's so mad. He was dropping F-bombs and everything yesterday. He's the other cheating Arizona Democrat senator who got elected last year. And he's really mad that anybody's daring to question Mark Kelly, who may very well face a court-martial as a military officer for what he said.
So, as you know, Catherine, we've been briefing the president constantly on this matter, and he's very satisfied with it. And I understand the public's desire for more and more information. But when we came in, our job was to both treat the president as the president of the United States and a victim.
Yeah, Kash Patel there yesterday with Catherine Herridge, formerly of Fox News, formerly of CBS News. She's kind of doing her own thing these days. Sat down with the FBI director, and she was asking him about the Thomas Crooks case. The Butler, Pennsylvania assassination attempt. And, you know, a lot of us feel like the last administration really slow walked that. Like, tell us more about this guy. Initially, they told us he didn't have a very big footprint on social media. Then we find out that he did. And, you know, it's at some point it sounded like maybe he was a Trump supporter and then he wasn't. And then he had some foreign contacts at some point that it came out that he'd been online with some people for. And there were lots of theories about this. So here's officially Kash Patel's position on the Thomas Crooks case in his questioning yesterday with Catherine Herridge. Listen.
and remind the American public that there were three other victims, and tragically, one person even lost his life. So there are certain victims' rights that we have to honor. Mm-hmm. But what we did and what we presented and what we released is the full findings that we are able to publicize to the world that definitively answer questions regarding Butler. We seized dozens and dozens of devices. We exploited and got into every single one of those devices. We got onto all the online platforms and social media sites of the assailant, of Crooks. And we did a re-canvassing just to double down since we got in and inherited this case. And we gave out information to Congress and the public that the prior administration refused to do.
Just to be clear, did Thomas Crooks act alone?
Yes, based on the evidence that we have, that is the conclusive finding of the matter.
Is there evidence of foreign involvement?
There, as we indicated in our public disclosures, Thomas Crooks had some online platforms where he engaged through email with a couple of individuals overseas, mm-hmm. and we chased those down literally to the end, and basically it was just that, online email accounts overseas without any substantive communications.
What was
Wow, how about that? So in terms of, as far as Patel is concerned, it's a closed case.
Do you think it is? Do you think there's more to come that we've not yet been told?
About Crooks?
Yeah.
I don't know. Part of me thinks it shouldn't have been possible for a kid with no training to climb up on the roof within eyesight 150 yards of a president of the United States with a rifle. I don't know how that happened. I don't know. I mean, I know some people were fired at the Secret Service level. Was it a combination of just bad luck and poor planning on the part of the Secret Service? Incompetence? Maybe. But something gnaws at the back of my brain that, what are the odds? What are the odds that the stars would have lined up that that kid crawled up on that roof and there wasn't already an agent up there waiting? I just don't know.
Well, it's also the fact that there were several people for minutes who were calling attention to the
yes.
fact that there was a guy on the roof and nothing was done. You would think if multiple people who were seen on video saying, look, there's a guy on the roof, that they would swarm that building. Crooks never would have been given the time or the opportunity to even take a single shot like he was.
I agree. They're still, but Patel seems to think that he was acting alone and there's nothing else to it. I at this point, I got no choice but to trust that if there was anything else, he would have exhausted it. All right, we're going to get to a quick break here. Stay tuned. Yesterday, we talked about Nick Fuentes. Have you listened to Nick Fuentes? There was a rift between he and Tucker Carlson over the interview he did. It led to Kevin Roberts at the Heritage Foundation defending Tucker for having him on. He took a lot of grief over that. Yesterday, Laura Trump chimed in on it. She was on with Bill Maher. I don't know if you heard this or not, but I wanted you to hear some of the audio from that interview. We'll get to it.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
When we come back.
What is anti-Semitic about what I say? Honest to God. I go on the show every night. I say, I don't hate anybody. Don't attack people physically or verbally. We don't hate them. We don't want to hurt them. We don't want to take their rights. We just want them to be loyal to America. They can't have power if they're abusing it. What is anti-Semitic about that? Honestly. And he's totally playing a game with me right now where he's trying to go around and say, you know, we understand and we pity him. And we just want to know why people like him. Why? So you can reverse engineer it and make some other guy that isn't like me at all? You want to know why people like me? Why? So you can kill me and then take my audience? Is that why? You want to pander to my audience, take me out, and then you're going to give my audience to Rufo and Lomez or J.D. Vance or something?
Yeah, Nick Fuentes is this guy's name. I know you've heard the name by now. There's a lot. If you listen to the mainstream media, which I know so many low information voters in this country do, you're told by people like the Wall Street Journal and The Hill, these reporters they have on, that there are fractures on the conservative base. There are fractures in MAGA. They don't know what to do. There's a war going on between, you know, conservative darling Tucker Carlson and this Nick Fuentes, and what is MAGA coming to? You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is quitting 3 days after she secures her government pension. What's she going to do? We're going to talk to Evan Brown about that a little later because she may be running for president. I don't know. I was surprised to hear that.
I don't think she'll run for president. She has her district. I think a lot of loyal voters in that one specific area. But if you expand that out, I don't see her winning.
Oh, I don't either. But I just think that's what they use as their examples of fractures on the Republican side. I don't know that there are fractures. I think Nick Fuentes is what he's spreading is dangerous, and he's spreading it to a low information crowd of 18, 16, 17, 18, 20 year olds. He's got a million followers who cling on his every word. And his word, basically, I'm going to paraphrase, I want to put words in his mouth, is that Jews control the world and that every politician in America that's ever taken money from AIPAC, I mean, he sounds like Cori Bush. Any politician that's ever taken money from AIPAC hates America and they care more about Israel than they do about America. That's basically his argument. That's anti-Semitic, in my opinion.
Fuentes is extreme. I'm not a fan of his. I've heard clips from him, as you have. He's just not someone that I follow. I do think there has been some infighting with conservative voices. It's not great. Do I think it's fracturing the MAGA movement? No, but it's a stain. Let's call it a stain. It's not great.
It is a
time, especially leading up to the midterms, we really have to come together. And all these dumb arguments that these big conservative voices are having, it doesn't help.
Well, yesterday, Bill Maher, many times if you watch his podcast, he invites all these liberals on and they many times won't come on the show. But he'll invite conservatives, and they do. And yesterday, Laura Trump, the president's daughter-in-law, went on the show with Bill Maher. And the first thing Maher brought up was Nick Fuentes, because he you know, love him or hate him, Maher calls balls and strikes sometimes. He goes, you know, the left goes out and they call Trump Hitler. Trump's not Hitler, but I think Nick Fuentes might be. This is Bill Maher saying this, and I wanted you to hear Laura Trump's reaction to it. Listen.
Trump is not Hitler. This Fuentes kid,
That's Hitler.
No, that's that. There's nothing I will say that I've heard come out of his mouth that I think I agree with, or many people who consider themselves MAGA. And quite frankly, that the fact that he's got a Trump flag up behind him shouldn't say that, you know, we agree with him.
Yeah, Fuentes claims to support Donald Trump, and therefore people connect Fuentes to Trump, even though Trump doesn't support Fuentes. That because this kid has a Trump flag,
it's not
somehow
that they're
endorsing what he says
him.
Is reflective of MAGA or conservatives,
right?
And that's the point Laura Trump was making there, is that, yeah, I don't agree with anything he says, and I'm not quite sure why this is just part of the disinformation campaign on the left to suggest that there's more widespread problems than we want to admit.
You do have to make that distinction. Yeah, you can put up a Trump flag and wear a Trump pin, but that doesn't mean that the Trump administration supports him and stands for what he stands for. But can we just stop calling everyone Hitler when we don't like him? I even care if you hate Nick Fuentes, okay? You can strongly, that's a strong word, you can strongly dislike the guy, but let's just stop when you don't agree with someone on every single thing, accusing them of being Hitler.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think the Hitler reference in that case was to his position on Jews, but
still
I don't
extreme.
I don't
that's
I agree
not the
I agree
same.
That was Bill Maher that said it, so that's a liberal once again using the Hitler reference. At least he said he didn't think Trump was Hitler. He's making some progress there. All right, coming up, we'll get to former Senator John Lamping in just a couple of minutes and talk about the latest resignation from the Missouri House. Stay tuned.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom!
Great to have former Senator John Lamping on the program again this morning. John, good morning to you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Hey, Mark, Kim, it's great to have the band back together.
Yes, indeed. We're glad to have her back for sure. Absolutely. So yesterday I saw the news that that Justin Sparks was stepping down as a state representative, going to work for the Department of Homeland Security. And I probably misread the statement myself. I just kind of assumed that the Trump administration had pulled him in, and then they issued a statement later saying, just to be clear, that's not what happened. I'm going to work for Homeland Security. It's not an appointment by President Trump.
Well, Justin is to be thanked for his service to the state. What he came to recognize, in my mind, is when you go down to Jeff City, or if you go to D.C., and your intentions are to make the changes to government that all of us would agree would be positive changes, that you soon find that there's this machine wrapped around government, and your odds are very long at being successful. You know, he did challenge the speaker last year to become Speaker of the House, and what he realized is that he wasn't going to be able to make change that he thought he could make, and in the time that he had left. And then at that point, you really do question as to what extent you're wasting your time. You know, this is a sad reality. We'd like more and more people like him, more men and women to go down and to make the big changes that are necessary. But unfortunately, what is Jeff City is more than comfortable. You know, they're going to fight you and they're going to do everything they can to make your life miserable. And then if that fails, they'll just wait you out.
Yeah.
So I congratulate him for his service. I'm glad that he's going to pursue something that's more in his line of field. And, you know, at the end of the day, the citizens of Missouri are worse off. And we lost just one more person that could have made a big change. And but it's not surprising. This happens all the time to great men and women.
I agree. I'm a big fan of Justin Sparks. And I worry about this continuing to happen. I mean, you talk about this big machine that is government. What can we do? Is there anything that we can do to prevent, you know, losing more people like him down the road if they're feeling the same way?
I don't know that they're all we can do is it's kind of like you're just fighting the fight, you know. So, you know, when you're in this in a war, that drags on, and there's a battle that takes place somewhere, you know, far from the center of the war, and there's a gap in the wall, and you fill the gap with and do the best you can, but that battle is just a battle, and the war goes on, and I think there's no better testament to the path of failure that the whole country's on than the financial situation in which the country finds itself. Ultimately, the state will be in a similar vein. So, no, I don't have the answer. You want to encourage brave men and women to step forward and to fill the gap and to fight the fight. But, you know, in my years of paying very close attention to the state, 15-plus years, there's very few of the common-sense reforms that should have occurred that have occurred. Sure, along the way, taxes are lowered ever so slightly. And we're given some things that we can say are good things and conservative things, but they far what far outweighs those efforts is the continued growth of the size of state government and its involvement in our day to day lives. And you know, Justin, you know, he gave the time he gave, and it's time for somebody else to step up. But I'm not here to tell you that it's all going to turn and accrue benefit to our side.
That's true. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's hard to fight down there. But we always remember the famous words attributed to Winston Churchill: if you're going through hell, keep going. So hopefully there are still men and women that
exactly
step into the breach and keep fighting for it, just like Justin did. I hope. Anyway, speaking of that, John Lamping, I saw the governor. We tried to get the governor on the past 2 weeks after the story broke that, you know, he's pushing ahead with eliminating the state's income tax. And the response to us was, well, the newspaper article jumped the gun a little bit, and we want to wait till we have a few more, you know, hard facts in hand with what the next steps are before we start talking about this effectively. What's your take on it?
Well, that's a logical response from the administration. The thing that's interesting about the Keogh administration and Mike himself is that Mike is extremely attuned to what is Jeff City, and I consider him politically very moderate political ideology. He does believe that government is a solution for most things. But at the same time, Mike likes to appease everyone. He likes everyone to like him to some degree. And in the course of running for office, his largest supporter was Rex Ziegfeld of the Show Me Institute. And Show Me Institute's number one and two issues are, you know, school choice and the elimination of the income tax. And so Mike clung to that position as a candidate. He's obligated to pursue that as the governor. He will have a two-term governorship if things go as I think they might. And so this is a moment in time where, for those of us that are extremely interested in the elimination of the income tax, we may benefit by the fact that Mike is this massive coalition building type of guy that he knows how hard this is going to be. I'm not surprised that he's not going to talk about what he thinks should happen for quite some time. I think what you'll see is a very organized and logical and methodical approach. My guess would be in 2026 would be more about idea gathering, like getting a sense of what has to happen in order for this to happen, to build some consensus. To the extent it's a ballot initiative, I think it might actually even be too soon for it to end up going on in 2026, to the extent that it can be done without a ballot initiative, which I don't know that it can. It's going to be a long, slow, methodical process. And even if the vote actually occurs to eliminate the income tax, the elimination of the income tax will likely occur over years, if not a decade. It's not like he's going to be doing whirlwind press tours anytime now. But having said that, it is what one of the handful of things that could separate. Well, I think, you know, the thing about eliminating an income tax is it incents you to go create income, and it's the greatest incentive that there is, and it's the incentive for the little guy, the average guy, not some data center or some big, you know, China hub that wants a special carve out of taxation. So I'm going to do everything I can to support what he's doing and push him forward. And I I've been grateful for the fact that he's going to pursue it. But I think it's a long time in coming. Maybe our income taxes might be gone by, I don't know, 2040 or something like that.
Yeah, maybe, you know, it's a long play if I see that for sure. Bill Igel put out a press release this morning saying that he's announcing a county charter amendment effort in St. Charles County to eliminate personal property tax and cut real estate taxes. So he's wanting to try to get that done on his own in St. Charles County. Any thoughts on that? Have you heard that yet?
Well, yeah, I saw that. That's fantastic. That sounds like Bill Igel. It's a great idea. Bill had lots of great ideas down in the Capitol. I think he may have greater success at implementing those ideas at the county level. But obviously, we're in a political campaign,
right?
And so it's a great issue to campaign on. I think that the lines of demarcation in this race will be further defined when you talk about eliminating personal property taxes and real estate taxes. You look at those governmental agencies that rely on those tax revenues for their existence. You'll see them put their support, you know, even greater still on Steve Edelman's campaign. So,
yes.
So it's going to be a fun campaign to watch. I'm happy to sit right in the middle of it. And I think it'll probably be the most interesting race we have locally here going into this cycle.
I would agree with that completely. John Lamping, always great talking to you. Thank you.
Yeah, very thankful for the two of you and your listeners, and talk to you guys next week.
You bet. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the family. Great to get John on here.
No, I agree that race with Edelman and Igel will be very interesting
because
I forgot about Jason Law. Well, Edelman had said he wasn't going to be running for re-election, right? Do we know why he all of a sudden had a change of heart?
Oh, yeah, Bill Igel.
Him getting in the race is what?
Well, no, Bill Igel was leading in all the categories, I think. And I think that Steve Edelman thinks he's the best person to try to step back in and win that race for many of the reasons John Lamping just talked about. We had Edelman in studio a couple weeks ago when he made his announcement, and you know, he said that at first he thought he had done his time, and then he realized he could still have an impact, and he really hadn't done any fundraising. He's got like $3,000 in the bank. So he's basically going to be running on the fact that he's an incumbent,
right,
and he'll start to do some fundraising now. Jason Law and Bill Igel have $500,000 or more in the bank each. So it's going to be a long race between now and next November,
well,
for sure.
Edelman is the incumbent, and he has the name recognition specifically in St. Charles County, but you have Bill Igel, who ran for governor. So on a statewide level, not that really matters, but my point being that a lot of people are going to know Bill Igel's name, and I think there's a lot of people in St. Charles County, myself included, who would back him.
I think that is probably reflective in the polls so far as well. But, you know, once you can buy name recognition. So if you have enough money in the bank, they'll start to potentially chip away at that a little bit. We'll see. We'll have all three of them on here, and they can talk about their ideas in this race. All right, coming up, we'll get to another news in just a couple of minutes. Next hour, host of Fox and Friends First, Todd Pyro, live from Kami Mamdani's New York City. How about that? We'll get to all that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
More for you coming up.
In other news.
All right, here's what you need to do in life. A little advice from Mark. When you find a mate, find one you can trust. Because this dude in India might have just blown it. Listen to this. A woman in Thailand, they thought she was dead, right? She had been in bed for a couple of weeks, and then they thought she stopped breathing. So they put her in a coffin and drove her 300 miles to try to get her embalmed, apparently someplace she wanted to go. And when they refused to do it, he had to take her body to a crematorium, right, where they heard knocking.
Okay.
The woman was alive in this coffin. They don't know how long she'd been beating on the lid of it, because he was driving for 300 miles, and they open it up, and there she is. Her eyes are blinking. Oh. She's breathing. She's 65 years old, and is now in the hospital recovering, and I'm guessing her family is rather chagrined about the whole thing. They were about to embalm her.
Oh, my God.
And refused to do it because he didn't have a death certificate. So he took her to the crematorium and said, I need you to take care of this for me, and they're like, but you don't have a death certificate. Then they hear knocking.
Why would verify?
I don't know. I think there's something more to this story, personally, after reading it. Maybe just trying to get rid of her.
Thank goodness she could breathe.
Yeah,
and a lot of
those
coffins, they have a lot of padding. So thank goodness she was able to make enough noise that they thought, you know what, we should just double check.
Can I just say the thought of that terrifies me?
Bangkok, put
in the coffin and you can't get out.
Oh. Yeah.
They do challenges like that where you have to like sit, like what Mr. Beast or whatever his name is, was in a coffin or something. I don't know. It's weird. Stop. That would be my nightmare. So this is a headline I want to read you. It says, Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend announces lawsuit. First of all, funny that every time you read an article about Jordan Hudson, it always refers to her as Bill Belichick's 24-year-old girlfriend. It always makes sure that you know that she's 24 years old.
Yes, and he's 70. Yes.
But anyway, yeah. She's upset with this former ESPN reporter, Pablo, because he was reporting that she was basically cut off from having access to the UNC facility. And she says, no, that's not true. She started wearing a band necklace just to kind of troll him. And now she says that she's so mad at him reporting that and not backing down from that reporting that she's going to sue him. And she posted some picture showing her what appears to be some sort of a badge that says all access.
Well, you go get him.
Pablo Torre is the guy's
whatever,
name.
Yeah,
Torre,
whatever his name
from ESPN.
Yeah, used to be with
and
ESPN.
And she's suing him. Like, she doesn't have bigger issues in her life than that. That's pretty funny. Hey, I'm on the death patrols here today. So, listen. In Woodbridge, Virginia, you'll see the story. Police are now investigating after a car got towed twice by an unnamed private towing company, and because it was parked in a business parking lot, and they towed it, and then they eventually transferred it to another lot, and nobody ever noticed that there was a dead person in the car.
Okay.
After towing it twice. 15 days later, The people at the second lot contacted police after noticing a dead body on the floor in the back seat of the car.
Can I make a really morbid comment?
Well, I know what you're thinking.
Do you, wait,
the
say,
smell.
Say, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe they had like one of those pine tree air fresheners.
Yeah, that was it. They took it to the car wash before, and they had the fresh pine tree.
Wow.
It's a fantastic thought, Ethan.
Sounds, yeah, no kidding.
All right, we're going to switch from Death Patrol, and we're going to talk about snakes instead, which I know you especially love, Mark, and that sounds
snakes.
Like you too, Ethan. Over 50 snakes of different species were taken from a property in South Carolina after the owner abandoned them. So there were some 52 non-venomous, I should say, snakes that were on this property, and he was breeding them, this guy was, where he worked. And when he got fired, he just left the snakes in all these boxes with no way to escape, which actually, thank goodness, there was no way for them to escape. But anyway,
but they were non-venomous.
They were non-venomous, but would you not freak out if you saw...
Yeah, because I can't tell the difference.
I was going to say, I can't tell the difference. Everyone sits there and talks about, oh, look at the coloration and the shape of their head. No, I'm sorry. I'm running if I see a snake. The guy will be charged with animal abandonment,
good.
Though.
I'm probably killing it.
I don't like snakes, but come on. What are you doing?
Yeah, that was kind of mean. That was kind of cruel. All right, coming up, we will get to Eben Brown, who's been reporting on the Marjorie Taylor Greene or Trader Greene or however you prefer to call her, stepping that down from Congress. Is she running for a bigger office? We'll get to that at the top of the hour.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.